Welcome to the Physicians Spotlight Radio Show, featuring some of America's top physicians who have dedicated themselves to a lifetime of learning and who specialize in the alleviation of pain by staying on top of the latest scientific breakthroughs and research, providing the highest levels of technology and results. The Physician Spotlight Radio Show is hosted by Dr. Eric Kaplan and Dr. Perry Barr. Dr. Kaplan is the number one best-selling author of Lifestyles of the Fit and Famous, as well as the 5-Minute Motivator. He's been featured on NBC, ABC, CBS, and Fox, having served as a special advisor to the President's Council on Physical Fitness, working alongside the United States Surgeon General. Get ready, because now it's time. Here are your hosts, Dr. Eric Kaplan and Dr. Perry Barr.
And welcome back, everyone, to the latest edition of the Physician Spotlight Radio Show. We are coming to you live from our studios here in beautiful, balmy, tropical, and a little bit gorgeous, maybe a lot gorgeous today. Today's probably about a 9.5 out of a 10 today. Beautiful, sunny Palm Beach, Florida. My name is Dr. Perry Bard. I'm your co-host for today's live broadcast. And on behalf of my co-host, Dr. Eric Kaplan, who is on assignment today, we wanted to welcome everybody to the show. Today's going to be an awesome one, I promise. We hope you are absolutely as pumped and as excited as we are. If you can't hear it in my voice, we're super excited to have with us today one of the country's leading physicians. But the best part is, it's not one, you get two today. I'm going to say we're double dipping today. We've got two of the really elite doctors from the great state of Illinois. We want to welcome to our show Drs. Chelsea and C.J. Carlin from Morton, Illinois. Welcome, Drs. Carlin.
How are you doing, Dr. Bard? Thanks for having us.
Hi, Dr. Bard. It's a pleasure to be here.
It's our pleasure, and it is a super treat. It's a real treat and a real honor to have both of you with us today on the show. We're going to tackle a lot of questions today. And for many of you who are first-timers to our national broadcast, one of the things that our audience happens to really, really love about our show is not only do they get a chance to really learn about some groundbreaking medical technology utilized by our spotlighted physicians, Drs. Chelsea and Dr. C.J. Carlin from Morton, Illinois, but also during our show, what's really cool is you guys get a really up-close and personal look from behind the curtain as to why Drs. Carlin have been so incredibly successful in their treatment protocols and their treatment options for a host of patients who suffer from back pain, from neck pain, joint pain, arm and leg pain. I can go through a whole list of symptomatology of the conditions that you treat, often caused by stress, often caused by injury. And I think it's a very unique dynamic because we're gonna dive into this right into the deep end of the pool because you have patients that travel very far to see you. And one of the things that you're known for primarily is something known as non-surgical spinal decompression. Dr. Chelsea, what is non-surgical spinal decompression?
Well, non-surgical spinal decompression, is an alternative for back surgery. So anybody who suffers from back pain, leg pain, sciatica, numbness and tingling, anything that has to do with your spinal disc, like bulges or herniation, slip disc, any of those things, spinal decompression is a great alternative for surgery. For those who have been everywhere, have seen multiple doctors, have tried several different methods of treatment, and nothing seems to work, spinal decompression is a great non-surgical treatment for that. There's no drugs, there's no cutting. It's gentle, it's extremely effective. It's more of a conservative approach, and it works very well.
I think it's incredible because one of the things that both of you are known for are specifically your protocols in terms of determining who's a candidate for non-surgical spinal decompression? In other words, who qualifies to be a patient in your office? What are some of the most common symptoms associated with the potential treatment that you guys provide in the realm of non-surgical spinal decompression?
Some people could, walk in through our doors and they could have just a minor backache, and other people could walk in the doors where they're not walking, they're being assisted by a friend, a family member, or even in a wheelchair due to their back pain because it's so severe that it may be running down their legs, or it could also be in the neck running, down their arms. There's a pretty big diversity as far as who could get on decompression or who can do decompression. But for the most part, most people they definitely have the symptoms where they have low back pain or neck pain, and it radiates out that region into their arms, their legs, or their extremities.
So in other words, the pain often could be localized. However, very commonly, the pain or the symptoms can travel, which is a very, very common condition. How do you determine who qualifies? What tests or what is the actual process that you utilize, which is what you happen to be known for, to determine if somebody's a candidate?
Well, that's a good question. So anybody who's in any type of pain or has any of the symptoms that we have previously listed, of course, are potential candidates. But the main tool that we use is the MRI. So we do multiple diagnostic testing in the office here. We do orthopedic examinations, neurological examinations. Of course, we sit down and get a full case health history with the patient, so that we can get as much information about their condition as possible. But the MRI, of course, is the best tool that we use because it takes all the guesswork out of it. We know exactly what their condition is. It shows right there on their images. It lets us know what level it is because there are several levels that, they could be having a problem with, and they could be having more than one level too. So we get a lot of patients in here with multiple levels that need to be treated. And the great thing I like about the MRI is when we get those images, we can show the patient. It's extremely visual. It's a great visual tool to show patients, what they have going on, why they hurt, why they've got pain down the leg or down the arm. And it's more of an educational tool to use, not just for diagnostic purposes, but it's a great educational tool. So they know exactly what they have going on, and it really puts it together when it comes to, spinal decompression and the treatments that we use here. It helps to connect the dots there for them, what we're doing and why we're doing it. And that's what we really strive to do in our offices, to be as transparent as possible, because we don't just like treating patients and ordering, different treatment plans and things for people. We want to make sure that they know exactly what they have going on, what we're doing, and why we're doing it. Because we're not just here to treat people and fix and correct problems, but we want to educate and we want to teach people, what's going on, what they have going on, and why we're doing it.
Probably one of the things that you guys have become so famous for, in the simple fact that if you look in the dictionary and you look under the definition of the word doctor, one of the definitions happened to be teacher. And I think it's an incredible thing how you've been able to empower your patients, educate your patients, and to be able to provide treatment that has a beginning, a middle, and an end to the actual treatment regimen and the treatment care, because your results have been spectacular. We know that patients travel from far and wide to come to see you. And one of the questions I wanted to ask you, because you explained the purpose of the MRI so incredibly well, what's the difference actually between an MRI and an X-ray?
Well, you know, that's another good question there. An X-ray, it is a great tool because the main thing that it shows are the structures, the skeleton, the bone. So it's a good tool that we also use in conjunction with the MRI, and that really gives us a feel for what the patient's bone structure is like, how much degeneration we have going on, the disc spacing in their spine, how is that space? Is it starting to thin out? But the MRI is probably the main one because it shows more of the soft tissue and what's going on with the soft tissue, which does include the disc. And since that is what we're treating, the MRI is used to see how that disc is affected. So things like the disc bulge, disc herniation, slip disc, all those things that we had mentioned before, all of those things are very visible on an MRI, but unfortunately not quite as visible on an X-ray. So they both have, you know, pieces to the puzzle that they're adding there. So we usually use both of those tools on patients, but the MRI definitely is the biggest tool that we use.
And also,
it's incredible because part of being a great doctor or doctors, as we could say here, is the simple fact that you really have to be part detective as well as a doctor. And I think that's been one of the things that have put you so far ahead of the pack and why patients travel from far and wide to see you. We are joined here live on the national broadcast of the Physician Spotlight Radio Show. We're broadcasting to you live today from Palm Beach, Florida. And we're joined here by both Drs. Chelsea and Dr. C.J. Carlin from Morton, Illinois. Would you be kind enough, Drs. Carlin, to share with our listening audience your contact information?
Like you said, our office is located in Morton, Illinois, which is just outside of Peoria, Illinois, which is the biggest city around here. And our address is 831 West Jackson Plaza. And sometimes Google does something funny when you Google that. So I always like to tell people that we're located right in front of Kroger, which is the main grocery store here in Morton, and it seems like most people know exactly where that is. And so, again, that's 831 West Jackson Plaza, and our phone number is 309-263-5698. And you can visit us at MortonDiscCenter.com, where you can learn all about non-surgical spinal decompression. And again, that is MortonDiscCenter.com.
It's great. Now, I'm sure, and this is one of the questions I really wanted to ask you, is you could have practiced anywhere in the country, but you chose to practice in Morton. Why did you choose to practice in Morton, Illinois?
Long story, but I'll try to keep it short as I can there. I guess it probably starts with me a little bit. When I was an undergrad, I wrestled in undergrad, and my assistant wrestling coach was a chiropractor. And I had hurt myself. I dislocated my shoulder, and I didn't really know much about chiropractic at all. And the assistant wrestling coach kind of helped me out with my injuries when the other, sides of healthcare wasn't helping out. So I kind of got my first look at chiropractic through my coach, and lo and behold, when it came time to graduate, I had a biology degree, and there, wasn't much really to go with that. I needed to specify or specialize in something like we do here with decompression. And my advisor told me that, I need to look into a master's degree. Well, that day at wrestling practice, the assistant wrestling coach had brought in a portable table and was adjusting some of the guys. And I ran up to him and asked him, how do I do this? How do I get into this? And he sent me to Davenport, Iowa, where chiropractic was founded and discovered. And that's where I met Dr. Chelsea, and I graduated about a year ahead of Dr. Chelsea, and about 2 weeks before Chelsea graduated, the practices that we're at in Morton came up for sale, and it's just a couple miles down the road where she grew up. So, we kind of stayed close to home, and the practice actually came with a decompression machine, which is a DRX 9000, and it was exactly what we were looking for. So it was kind of like, God kind of held our hands and, just kind of positioned us where we're at today.
I'm going to say that all roads lead or led to Morton, if you will. And one of the things that have made both of you so magnetic is the simple fact that you absolutely, and I've met you in person, so I could speak volumes about how you practice what you preach. And if I had a pair of shoulders like you, Dr. CJ, I might go into a different career. but the fact is that you have really taken the lead in education of your patients to protect their health long term and to be able to empower them long term. And one of the things that you've done, which we're familiar with in terms of your utilization of bringing in other forms of technology to support the healing of the disc, is something known as laser technology. How is laser technology, or how does laser technology work in concert with non-surgical spinal decompression?
Laser technology definitely works well with decompression just because it complements it well, I feel. When you're doing decompression, you're actually not working on bone, which everyone thinks, your back and your spine, that you're dealing with bone. A disc is a tissue. It's a tissue that needs nutrients and blood and oxygen and water to survive, just like a plant does. And if you quit watering your plant in your house, that tissue will die. Well, the same thing happens with our spines. And the decompression machine actually brings nutrients and blood flow into that disc tissue and helps that heal and survive. Well, cold laser complements that well because it also pulls out inflammation from the damaged disc tissue that is occurring right now in an individual's back, but it also brings blood flow in. It actually acts like a magnet and pulls more blood into that tissue, and it just promotes that healing process even faster.
You've really created a state-of-the-art facility, and you've been able to conjoin different forms of technology all on behalf of providing the highest standard of care to your patients who travel pretty far. How far do actually some of your patients travel?
The farthest we actually have is about an hour and a half in a little town called Bushmill. And actually, one of the patients from there, her is a school-aged girl, and she went through spinal decompression, and she's doing fabulous now. But her situation was, pretty severe, and she was into sports and everything. And but her mother was committed to bringing her here at every appointment, and she never missed an appointment. In fact, she had to take her out of school a little bit early to get her here on time. And both of this girl's parents worked. So her mom had set up a driving schedule with all kinds of family members. So every night they'd come in, it was a different family member. Grandma, grandpa, they had a friend. I mean, it was pretty amazing. But that's what's amazing to me about this office and about, this treatment that we do, is we get a lot of patients who are very committed to their health. And really, that's what it takes. You've got to be really committed to getting well and to getting yourself back on track. But, yes, a lot of patients, we do get a lot of patients from multiple areas around, and you know, that drive, you know, like I said, an hour and a half, the furthest that we've had. But we get several that come an hour away, 45 minutes away, you know, just kind of all the surrounding areas around here, Peoria and all these other little towns. So we do get quite a few people from the outskirts.
So they brave the snow, they brave the cold weather, they brave the environment, and I'm not rubbing it in because we're broadcasting from Palm Beach, Florida, but it's a little bit more challenging in Morton during the winter time, especially to come see you. But the fact is that in our profession, you are known as, I'm going to brag on you a little bit because I know how humble both of you are. And the fact is that in our profession, you guys are really known as the doctor's doctor. Meaning, in our profession, you guys are known when doctors get sick, and I know that might be hard for our listening audience to actually wrap their arms around, but at some point, everybody gets sick. The question is, who do you want to see? And the question is, who's really the best at what they do? And I think that's been the reputation that you guys have really, really been known for so long now. And in the simple fact that, as we touched upon previously, in the fact that the total here is definitely, you know, definitely valued way more than just the sum of the parts. In other words, it's not one and one is two here. It's not just a husband and wife that practice together, but it's really a combination of knowledge and application and really, really treatment systems and protocols that allow the patient to be able to come out ahead, light years ahead, than often so many other clinics. And I think it's incredible. Now, I know what's interesting is I know that you maximize the time in the day. I know if there was a way to add more hours to the day, then you guys would figure out a way to do that. But when you're not helping sick patients get better, when you're not helping patients suffering from a host of different maladies and chronic conditions, a host of different aches, pains, ailments, and helping them get better in the most comfortable, the most efficient, the most gentle, and the most cost-effective way, what do you guys like to do outside of the office for fun?
Well, Dr. Bard, that's funny you asked that question, because a lot of times we don't feel like we get a lot of time. We spend a lot of our time actually traveling and going to different conferences and seminars that help to increase our knowledge and our education on you know, spinal decompression and laser and all these services that we provide. But with what time we do have, actually, Dr. CJ and I just bought a house about 6 months ago. So we're still, for those of you who, you know, who are homeowners, you know how long it takes to really settle in and you know, get things unpacked and get them where you want it. And, of course, me being a female, I got to make sure all the decorations are up and all those fun things. But so that's kind of taken up a lot of our time lately. But for fun things, we like to be outside. Our house that we bought is actually out in the country. We're surrounded by trees. We actually live on a pond there. It's about a 7-acre pond. And but we like to be outside. We like to, you know, do yard work. And my parents have a boat. We like to go boating and I don't know. What do you like to do, CJ?
I actually just got back the other day. I did 180 degrees from Palm Beach there, and went up to Lake Erie on the snow belt there, and did a little snowmobiling. And so I like to get home and see my family from Pennsylvania, and just kind of keep tabs with everyone and stuff. So I do quick little weekend trips there, back and forth, you know, from the office to Pennsylvania. And So I love doing outdoor stuff, you know, shooting sporting clays, you know, riding snowmobiles and four-wheelers and stuff. And then I would have to say my release every day is we usually come in here about We start about 8 o'clock and end at about 8 o'clock at night and put in a good 12 hours, and then I'm usually in the weight room until about 9:30, 10 o'clock at night, and go home, eat a quick dinner, and put my head to the pillow and right back up again, and, you know, full bore. So that's usually my day.
I think it's incredible. It speaks to your commitment to excellence. It speaks to your commitment to your patients that is really second to none. And you, both of you, are so incredibly humble, so modest, but you are known as leaders in the profession, and you are known as really torch carriers now for the best in technology and in providing gentle, simple, cost-effective, but most importantly, very, very successful treatment opportunities and options for patients that unfortunately you might not have had success in other places. And often they come see you as almost a last hope. And thank goodness you've been able to accept a mainstay of these patients and provide a much higher quality of life for them. And you practice what you preach, which is just the best of the best. And it's such an honor to have you on our live broadcast here today of the Physician Spotlight Radio Show, coming to you live from our studios here in Palm Beach, Florida, our international audience as well. And would you be just so ever so kind one more time to just share with our listening audience your contact information as well one more time?
Yes. So our telephone number is 309-263-5698. Again, that's 309-263-5698. We're located in Morton at 831 West Jackson Plaza. And you can visit us at mortondiscenter.com, or you can check us out on Facebook.
I don't know where the time goes, but I'm going to tell you this was absolutely one of the quickest shows that we've done in history, only in the simple fact that there is so much more we would love to discuss with you in terms of we could do a whole show on Dr. Chelsea's multitasking ability, and we could do another whole show on Dr. CJ's outdoor sports enthusiasm, and much, much more. I want to thank both of you for taking time out of your busy schedule. Would you be kind enough in the future to join us again on another broadcast?
I'd love to.
Of course, anytime. We really appreciate it.
You guys are incredible, and I'm lucky because I've gotten a chance to know you outside of this broadcast. And I could simply say they come no better, and it's such an honor. And for patients that are fortunate and lucky enough, and I'm not going to say that live in the Morton area because we know how far patients will travel to come to see you, but I promise, so well worth it and much, much more. I want to thank our listening audience here for joining us on the live broadcast here of the Physician Spotlight Radio Show. You guys are incredibly loyal. Our followers are not just national now. Our followers are international as well, and we want to thank you for your loyalty, and we look forward to seeing you on future shows. So on behalf of my broadcast partner, who happens to be on assignment today, Dr. Eric Kaplan, I want to thank everybody for tuning in, and until next time, when we see you live on the Physician Spotlight Radio Show, make it a great one.
We thank you for joining us on the national broadcast of the Physician Spotlight Radio Show, recorded live from our studios in Palm Beach, Florida. Featuring some of today's leading physicians, we invite you to join us again for our next broadcast. On behalf of our hosts, Dr. Eric Kaplan and Dr. Perry Bard, we wish you the best in health and the best in life. See you next time, live on the Physician Spotlight Radio Show.